This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli assures of timely completion of TU cricket ground upgrades. Asian Development Bank to provide grants and loans amounting to 105.59 billion rupees for the implementation of three projects. Sudhir Pashim Royals and Janakpur Bulls competing in finals for the first edition of Nepal Premier League title today. And five people dead as chemical-laden truck collides with vehicles in Rajasthan, India. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has assured the Kirtipur-based TU cricket ground will get the parapet built and floodlight installed within the stipulated deadline. Taking to social media, Prime Minister Oli said that a meeting of the Council of Ministers yesterday decided to this effect. Prime Minister Oli informed that a tender was called for the parapet and floodlight-related works. He highlighted the discussions with the national cricket team's players, including former captain Paras Khatka, during the planning stage for the construction. Furthermore, the Prime Minister has sought cooperation and caution from everyone for the timely completion of the project. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said that meditation is for the welfare of humankind. In a video message on the occasion of World Meditation Day today, Prime Minister Oli urged one and all to benefit through the practice of meditation. Noting that meditation is for the welfare of humanity, the Prime Minister urged one and all to make it an integral part of their daily life. World Meditation Day is being observed throughout the world, including in Nepal today, by organizing various programs. To raise awareness about meditation and its benefits, the United Nations General Assembly on December 6, 2024, proclaimed 21st December as World Meditation Day, recalling the right of everyone to the enjoyment of the highest attainable standard of physical and mental health. The government of Nepal has announced that the day will be marked across the nation today. Organizations related to yoga, meditation and spiritualism across the country are organizing various programs on the occasion. The government of Nepal and the Asian Development Bank, ADB, have signed loan and grant agreements amounting to $777.6 million US dollars, equivalent to 105.59 billion rupees, to implement three projects and a program. The ADB will support a 6.52 billion rupees grant and the remaining amount as a concessional loan. The financing agreement for the implementation of Kathmandu Valley Water Supply Improvement Project Phase 2, South Asia Sub-Regional Economic Cooperation, Electricity Transmission and Distribution Strengthening Project, and Green Resilient and Inclusive Development Program were signed. At a program organized in Kathmandu yesterday, Finance Secretary Dr. Ram Prasad Ghimire and ADB's Country Director for Nepal, Arnold Koshua, signed the agreement on behalf of the Government of Nepal and ADB, respectively. On the occasion, Finance Secretary Ghimire expressed his appreciation to ADB for its consistent support and partnership. Likewise, the country director of ADB, Koshua, emphasized the key features of the projects, including their financing structures and significance for Nepal's economy. He reiterated ADB's strong commitment to supporting Nepal's development priorities, particularly in climate adaptation, agricultural productivity and water resources management, and support to achieve sustainable development goals. Minister for Foreign Affairs, Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba, has urged India to open additional air routes, highlighting the potential to boost tourism and strengthen bilateral connectivity. In her address as the chief guest to Indo-Nepal Economic Conference held in New Delhi yesterday, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana also called on the private Indian Airlines operators to start services to Gautam Buddha International Airport and Pokhara International Airport for enhancing economic ties and deepening people-to-people connections. At the conference, Dr. Rana also urged the Indian private sector and entrepreneurs to take advantage of the vast investment potential and opportunities in Nepal. The Foreign Affairs Minister also discussed the greater potential of religious and cultural tourism in Nepal and India. She expressed Nepal's readiness to establish bilateral investment agreements with countries to attract foreign investors. The Ministry of Health and Population has warned of taking action against doctors who remain absent from their duty station during office time. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudel directed the officials concerned to take action against those disobedient doctors, saying complaints have been received at the Hello Swasthya, the complaints hearing unit of the ministry. The Health Ministry also instructed the officials to make arrangements for making the electronic attendance system mandatory in hospitals. In the meantime, a new case of monkeypox infection has been confirmed in Nepal again. According to the spokesperson of the Ministry of Health, Dr. Prakash Budathoki, the infection was detected in a 36-year-old male who returned home from Saudi Arabia on Thursday. He underwent medical test at the National Public Health Laboratory. Spokesperson Dr. Budathoki added that the infected person is being treated in isolation at the Sukra Raj Tropical and Infectious Disease Hospital. The monkeypox infection was also detected in a foreign national in Nepal 2 years ago. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey says the formulation of new policy on tourism is at final stage. Talking to journalists in Chitwan yesterday, Minister Pandey stated that the draft of the new policy has reached the final stage and discussions are being held with the stakeholders. The tourism minister added that the ministry is celebrate the Nepal Visit Nepal decade from 2025 to 2035. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज The Mughli Narayangarh section along the Prithivi Highway will remain closed for 3 hours daily for maintenance from 22nd December till 28th. The road section is being improved by excavating the rock wall of Pokharebir and Bisaltar. According to an engineer of the Nagdhunga Mughlin Road Project West Section, Vijay Dharai, construction activities would be carried out from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. daily, prohibiting vehicular movement. However, movements of emergency and security bodies' vehicles would be allowed. Now, some sports updates. Sudhir Pashchim Royals and Janakpur Bulls are competing in finals for the title of the first edition of Nepal Premier League NPL today. Tweaking to media persons during the pre-match conference yesterday, both teams said they are all prepared for the finals at Kirtipur-based TU Cricket Ground. Sudhir Pashchim Royals entered the final defeating Janakpur Bulls in the qualifier 1 on the league, while Janakpur Bulls booked its place for the final defeating Konali Yaks in the qualifier 2. Meanwhile, Nepal lost the final match of Super 4 of the ACC Women's Under-19 Asia Cup. In the match held in Malaysia, Bangladesh defeated Nepal by 9 wickets. With this victory, Bangladesh will play its final match with India. The match was reduced to 11 overs following the rainfall. Invited to bat first after losing the toss, Nepal scored 54 runs in 11 overs at the loss of 8 wickets. Bangladesh chased the winning target of 55 runs in 9.5 overs, losing 1 wicket. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update. Local police have confirmed at least 5 persons died and over 35 were injured after a truck carrying a chemical substance hit other vehicles in India's western state of Rajasthan early on Friday. The mishap occurred on Jaipur-Ajmer Highway near the Vankotra area. The fire engulfed nearly 40 vehicles, including trucks and private cars. Rajasthan Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma reached the hospital where the injured were admitted. He said all possible efforts were being made to carry out the rescue and relief works. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the general influence of westerly winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the Kosi province, along with the hilly regions of Bagmati and Gandaki province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. There are chances of traces to light snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi province today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 4.8 degrees Celsius and it is expected to hover around 3 to 5 degrees Celsius today. The maximum temperature is recorded as 17.8 degrees Celsius and it is expected to hover around 17 to 19 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli assures of timely completion of TU cricket ground upgrades. Asian Development Bank to provide grants and loans amounting to 105.59 billion rupees for the implementation of three projects. Sudur Pashim Royals and Janakpur Bolts competing in finals for the first edition of Nepal Premier League title today, and five people dead as chemical-laden truck collides with vehicles in Rajasthan, India. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, online, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.